You're listening to the Radio Facts Radio Show, brought to you by RadioFacts.com, your online information station.
Sheila mentioned Wendy Williams, and I want to use Wendy Williams and Charlamagne as examples. Wendy Williams was, it goes back to what we were saying about having that support from management. Vinnie Brown was extremely supportive of Wendy's concept. Charlamagne was in Philly, and he did not get the support from the corporation he was working for there for his style of doing a morning show. And he was eventually terminated. Now he's a big star in New York City. And I just wrote an article. I was talking about how had he not, which it corresponds to what Sheila is saying, had he not believed in himself, it would have taken him another 10 to 15 years to get to where he is.
Well, it's a sad situation, Kevin. The ownership of radio is controlled by a handful of owners. The decision makers of those handful of companies is being made at a corporate level. They are all followers. They're not leaders. The problem with that is, and it's interesting that you brought up Wendy. When I was at BLS in New York, I tried to hire Wendy Williams when she was in New York before she went to Philly. The ownership wouldn't let me hire her because they said she was over the top. She was too wild. She was too this. She was too that. She went to Philadelphia. She blew up. And then that same company ended up bringing her back to New York. So it's many times there are a lot of bad decisions made at that corporate level because they just don't know what the hell they're talking about, or they don't understand the trends. This industry is constantly trending. It's changing all the time. You either get on the front side of that trend or you're on the back side of it. There is a lot of talent out there that's not being tapped. There's at least 150 people that are qualified radio personalities sitting on the beach because the syndication has stifled a lot of that. If Tom Joyner is on 110, 120 stations, whatever, Steve Harvey is on, 80 or 90 stations, et cetera, et cetera. Which means there's that every time you put on a syndicated show, you eliminate a job. Now, I'm into syndication, but I think there's a lot of situations where syndicated show shouldn't be there. In Detroit, Radio One just dropped Ricky Smiley and put on a local morning show. Thank God. I love Ricky. I think he's talented, but his act wasn't working in Detroit. The problem is in programming, we have forgotten about the regional differences. An act in New York City may not work in Mobile, Alabama, and vice versa. A Mobile, Alabama talent, homegrown, may not work in New York City or in L.A. Frankie Crocker was huge in New York. He crashed and burned in L.A. So there are regional differences. And that's what we've lost track of. Tom Joyner's morning show never worked in Los Angeles. What, they have him on there three, maybe four different times? Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. He doesn't work in New York. Doesn't mean he's not talented. I love Tom. He's a personal friend of mine. We work together. But Act A doesn't necessarily mean it works everywhere.
Oh, and I totally agree with that. I just think syndication, for a lot of people, gives them comfort in knowing what to expect. Mm-hmm. That's all syndication is. It's letting you know, this is exactly what I can expect from this particular show. So there's no guesswork in that. And now you have to decide, does that particular show, does that particular brand fit your marketplace? And that's what you're saying. All brands don't fit everything.
That's right.
You know, you got to know what fits your platform and what doesn't. But I think what happens is that we become so wanting to be a part of something that we lose our uniqueness. And True. Once you lose your uniqueness, then I don't know what I'm counting on, because I've tried to be palatable in Chicago, and then I went over to Texas, and I tried to work over there, and then I tried to work in LA. And so now, what is your brand? What can I count on from you? And I think, again, that's why syndication has become more popular, because I know what that show is. Now I have to determine, as the higher ups, does that fit my marketplace? That's an individual thing. But when you talk about Wendy Williams and how they didn't take her the first time, at BLS, and then she goes to Philly and blows up. What I pride her on, whether you like it or not, that is the essence of a brand. Whether you like it or not, this is what I do. This is who I am. This is what you can count on when Wendy Williams opens up the mic. And I think many DJs, they are trying to be so, be everything to everybody and then be, the, you know, kind of like the jack of all trades, master of none. Like, tell me what it is when you open up that mic, what am I getting? And you have to be so confident in that and believe in that, that you don't deviate from that.
I actually feel for DJs because the first thing I think is that you're going on the air and you're asked to do a great show with such severe limitations. And, you know, you're being watched. You're being scrutinized. And you're trying to be entertaining at the same time. I think
in 10 seconds.
Yes, I think that we are all in radio and on the urban side, I think we're all operating in fear. Not just the jocks, but the management. Everybody is a slave to PPM, and they're really terrified that if they do anything wrong or do anything different, we're afraid of failure and success. So safe is the best way to go. Syndication, I will say at one time I was very much against it. I was very much against any form of syndication until I realized that syndication actually does have its place, and I'll tell you why. Number one, it keeps people like us working. it has stifled the cycle of promotions at a radio station. So as the night jock or the overnight jock became the night jock and then went to middays and then went to afternoons and then eventually had a morning show and maybe a PD, because some of those slots are locked in, it stifled that whole cycle. So that keeps the older folks working because the PDs aren't going anywhere because the record people, and they're not going anywhere because they need to relate to the PDs. So that's good. But on the other end of that, how do with technology? That's the other side of it, where the jocks who may not have a lot, even a part-time job at a station, can still be stars. And my question is how do they take a situation at a radio station where they are not allowed to promote themselves and promote themselves?
You're listening to the Radio Facts Radio Show, brought to you by RadioFacts.com, your online information station.